My name is Lisa Kinney, and I'm a very nervous messenger from Keene Terrace Baptist Church in Largo, Florida. I met Mickey Mouse when I was a small child. Living near Orlando, I went to Walt Disney World several times a year. I have purchased the toys, I have watched the movies, and I have spent many hours involved with the Disney Company. However, 6 years ago, I met Jesus Christ, and he changed my life. He not only saved me, but he called me and calls me to a personal holiness and purity according to his word. Several years ago, I became convicted by the Holy Spirit of God that I was sinning by spending my time and money on the Disney Company. I will not visit the park. I will not buy the products. I will not support the company in any way. Do I think that my stand against them will change them? No, I do not. I know that it has changed me. Will a Southern Baptist boycott change the Disney Company? I don't know, but it will change us. It will affirm to us and the world that we love Jesus more than we love our entertainment.
You hit it. I think it's coming good.
Jesus has called us. Jesus has called us to purity, and we must take him seriously. My pastor has told me, and he got it from someone else, and I don't remember who, that we have made entertainment out of the things which Jesus has died for. If we must completely turn off our televisions, so be it. It's no great loss. We should always pray for these individuals and seek to witness to them, but we cannot participate in their ungodliness. Thank you.
When a rattlesnake is in the jungles, we say, children, be careful. Don't go down there. When a rattlesnake is in the zoo, we say, be careful. Don't go in that cage. But friend, what Satan has done is to put a rattlesnake on the playground. A rattlesnake on the playground. The jungle may be worse, but the playground may be the most dangerous. Frankly, I feel betrayed. I feel betrayed by those who would say, we're family entertainment. Come and we'll teach you how to lower your standard against that which God calls an abomination.